what is happening is that we are a dollarized economy. We are using the US dollars. We don't have options to print money. So if you don't print money, the sources of money under this environment is through exports. You have to export a lot of goods, then you receive money, which is income from exports. If you don't export, you also get money through foreign direct investment. The third form of income for an economy which is using multiple currencies is remittances from the diaspora. You also get money through aid, the money which you get from people who are going to give you money, like IMF, World Bank. So those are four sources of money for Zimbabwe. So if you look at exports, for example, we aren't exporting much. Our exports are going down every year, year in, year out. As a matter of fact, our imports are two times our exports, which means we are externalizing money. We have become a tier economy or a warehouse economy. So instead of bringing back money into the economy for circulation, we are sending out money. When it comes to foreign direct investment, I'm sure you appreciate Blessing. The Minister of Indigenization also played a role in extending back money out of this country when he was threatening to close companies, because that on its own created panicking within the international community, and you then have capital flight. So under the normal environment where you don't have the option to print money, foreign banks becomes the lender of last resort, because they have an opportunity of getting money from abroad, like the Barclays, the Standard Bank. They can get money from their own sister companies outside. So if they are threatened to be closed, they will not have the opportunity of getting money, because they also be holding back to avoid the risk. The cash crisis is manifested because of the threat to close companies and also perpetuating increase in imports at the expense of exports.
So is there a short-term measure to try and address this crisis?
The short-term measure, I think what the president said is a good move in the right direction, where he actually made the pronouncement on the direction on indigenization, saying, I think what he was saying in short was that there's no companies going to be closed. It's kind of boosting confidence, and that on its own, in my view, will create an opportunity for kind of stability.